Behind our duty. In our efforts to help the youth, we are woefully behind our duty. We have had great light, but we lack in zeal and earnestness, and have not fervency of spirit proportionate to the privileges we enjoy. We must rise above the chilling atmosphere of unbelief with which we are surrounded, and draw nigh to God, that He may draw nigh to us. We must educate the youth, that they may learn how to work for the salvation of souls, and in educating the youth for this work, we shall also learn how to labor more successfully, becoming efficient agents in the hands of God for the conversion of our scholars. We must become imbued with the spirit of earnest labor, and lay hold upon Christ, claiming Him as our only efficiency. Our minds must be enlarged, that we may have a proper realization of the things pertaining to eternal life. Our hearts must be softened and subdued by the grace of Christ, that we may become true educators. Let superintendents and teachers inquire, do I believe the word of God? Am I giving myself to Him who hath given Himself for me, suffering a cruel death upon the cross, that I might not perish but have everlasting life? Do we believe that Jesus is drawing the souls of those around us, even those who are living in impenitence and do not respond to His drawing power? Then, in contrition of soul, say, Master, I will draw with all my powers of influence, I will draw unto Thee. I trust in Thee and in Thee alone to touch and subdue the heart by the power of the Holy Spirit.